This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once tore his ACL playing chess, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight. Conrad, we got a text from Steady Eddie. We got to hold on to that nugget, though. It's the theme tonight, the nugget. We'll save...
Steady Eddie. Interesting.
Some nights he's Steady Eddie. Some nights he's Steadfast Edward. He's a little more distinguished, so right. He always gives us
is
good
he
text.
Steady Eddie tonight?
He didn't really specify. Oh, Steadfast Edward tonight.
Oh,
there's a okay. PS there, though, as long
Take
as a
seriously.
Leon Uris book. Oh, my God. He's got great texts. They're fun. My guest is Paige McKenna. She is here in studio with us. She's the director and filmmaker, the creative force behind the documentary Gold, which is set in Spread Eagle, Wisconsin at the Gold Nugget Strip Club. And so we talked a little bit, Paige, about, you know, empowerment versus exploitation. How do you, as a director, with your leading ladies, so to speak, you want to take care of them. You just said you love that they had a safe environment to work for Dusty at the Gold Nugget. How do you walk that line as a director between being exploitative and, you know, empowering?
Yeah, that's a very good question. It was, I think just, you know, being a really true storyteller was like the way that I did it. You know, really, it's not focusing on, you know, I could have made this film a bunch of different ways, right? I could have made it as a very tragic, you know, very like
right.
pulling at your heartstrings like film. But instead, it's really just like, what's next? You know, what's
yeah.
and we all have like pasts, but we shouldn't dwell on the past. We should, you know, dwell in the present and look to the future. And I think that the exploitative portions maybe focus more in the past. But with the women that I've interviewed, we have really like made sure to focus on like the present and the future. And I think that, you know, for anyone that, that kind of rings true.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Do they, these girls, you said they're safe when they're in the club, there's a bouncer mm-hmm. who takes care of them and he's a good guy.
Jim's an angel.
Yeah. yeah. So, but do they travel? Is there a circuit or do they work just for, in this case, Dusty? Do they have like a home club? How does that work?
Yeah, so typically, and it's up, you know, it's women specific, but typically a woman will not dance in her hometown or anywhere near her hometown because she doesn't necessarily want people she recognizes to see
sure.
her at a club. And so a lot of these women are, you know, driving from 2 to 4 hours away to come okay. work at the club. So I find that really fascinating too because it's like, you know, they really have to plan, you know, out, you know, their weekends
yeah, yeah.
and, you know, and so what was the second part of your question?
Do they have like a home club?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. From, you know, working with the girls at the Nugget, they have all said that like they drive up there for the structure and for, okay. For Dust, like Dust, the way that Dusty runs the club. I mean, some of the girls that come from the UP, you know, there's not a whole lot of options for clubs.
Right.
Like that's the closest club to the girls in the UP. But like for women from Milwaukee or, you know, they could go work at, you know, a club in Pulaski or North Point
sure.
or whatever. But they choose to drive up because of the way it's run and because of how much sisterhood that's there. And that's what I really noticed, you know, after my research of going to a couple different clubs, like the Gold Nugget has the sisterhood. And, you know, if I were to work at a club, I'd work at the Gold Nugget because
yeah.
you walk in there and you can just feel as a female, you can feel the sense of like, this is like the girls are watching out for each other too.
Right.
It's not that competition that you hear about most strip clubs. You know, I remember Gypsy, one of the women in the film, she was telling me this didn't make it into the film, but she had said like she'd worked at clubs like in, you know, on the East Coast and there would be girls that would steal your stuff, You know, they had like lockers and things. And she said she loves the Nugget. She can just leave her stuff out and nobody's going to touch it. Like there's so much respect at the Gold Nugget. So,
You mentioned North Point. I drive by North Point every night when I come here.
Yeah.
And it's something like I've heard people talk about it. People in the area go there and I've been asked, do you ever go there? And I'm like, no, I don't, you know, if there's other places I'd go for brunch on a Sunday. Yeah. But I am truly curious. And I told you when you got here, like a bunch of people from the set, when I made a movie up there, The Godfather of Green Bay, went there. It was like 20 people. And they made a night of it, made a fun. Those are the only circumstances I think I would even go to a club like that in my hometown.
Yep.
But I'm truly curious. And you can't say that though, because oh, sure you are. But you know, right. I am curious, like as to when you say Dusty is protective and all that, and she used to be a dancer. Well, you kind of already answered that. I'm going to pivot here.
Okay.
How long were you into this project when you knew it was something, or at what point did you think I want to spend, because these documentaries take, you have to be patient.
Yeah.
They take a year, two, sometimes 10.
Yeah.
At what point did you know I want to spend this much time of my life shooting this project?
I think when Stacy approached me.
Right
like,
away.
Yeah. I could tell, like there was, you know, there was a sense about her where I was like, I really, like I'm invested. I was already invested. And I think it was just like woman to woman. Like part of my filmmaking journey so far, I mean, kind of by accident, has been empowering women. And I just think that that's a real passion of mine. And so for her to kind of drop that in my lap, and I knew it was going to be very uncomfortable for me. I grew up very Catholic.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. And so, you know, stepping foot in a club was like, and so, you know,
I don't think I'm supposed to be here.
Right. I'm going to get lit on fire or something, you know, but.
That's some good old Catholic guilt for you.
Yeah, for sure. And so, you know, I had said yes. And then I thought about it. I remember like going home and thinking about it. I'm like, well, I'm in, you know, I guess I'm in. I'm all in.
Yeah.
And so then, you know, my head started spinning in the best way where I was like, this is another thing that I feel like I'm supposed to do. And it, because I was learning things as well. You know, I'm learning through the process. And that's another thing that's very important to me as a filmmaker is like, do I learn things from the work that I'm
doing? Does that make you a better filmmaker when you're like, I have a lot to learn here?
Oh, absolutely.
So my approach to this is going to be, I'm an open book.
Yeah.
Lay it on me, you know?
And curiosity is huge for me as a filmmaker. Like I seek out subjects that I'm curious about and that I want to learn more about. And I want to grow my mind for humanitarian reasons.
So, all right, one more question about Gold. For any independent filmmaker, it's hard to raise money.
Mm.
Oh, you know, whether they think you think you got a blockbuster on your hands or a documentary that might be tough to get people to see. You have a subject matter here that could be controversial.
Oh, yeah.
I think more and more different lifestyles are accepted in our society. But was it hard to raise money given your subject matter?
You know, it wasn't. Like, I would say people were more supportive of this film than my first film, which I found really interesting. And I think I was very, very surprised at the community of Green Bay really rallying behind me on this. Like, I thought of Green Bay. Part of me still thinks of Green Bay as like more of a conservative town. And, you know, people aren't necessarily standing on soapboxes, you know, preaching about these sort of topics in the community. And so I, you know, as a filmmaker, you kind of grow a thick skin of like being rejected or, you know, people saying no to grants that you apply for and things. But really, I think the biggest thing for me was the Canary Fund had written me a seed grant and given me a seed grant. And I actually sit on their board now. I have my first meeting with them this week or next week. Yeah. So they were able to, you know, see the work that I'm doing. And that was kind of, you know, they approached me and said, like, we'd love for you to be a part of this next generation of, you know, supporting artists. So, yeah, that means a lot to me.
So, all right. So two more questions for you. What was the response? You talked about Dusty's response, the owner of the Gold Nugget. What were your other actresses, so to speak? What was their response to the film?
I would say overall amazing, but they were shocked, I think, at first. I think they were shocked by the production value of the film. I'm very proud of that. I've had a group of the best professionals in the area supporting me in this, in the creation of this film.
Nice.
My bosses at Shift Visuals.
That's convenient, huh?
Shot it.
That's
great. And so they really supported me through it. So I think, and now I'm losing track of the thought.
were the other dancers' response to?
They were blown away. I had some. They had to take time, I think, to process, especially after the Iron Mountain showing. But I'll never forget. There was a picture I took of Sylvia, the youngest dancer, and we dragged her out to eat with us before and stuff. And so she walked into the theater, and the beginning credit sequence is rolling. And I'm the most proud of that sequence because it's kind of a kick in the pants. but she walked in and she saw herself on screen, and she just stopped. And I'll never forget. And I took a picture of her with herself on the screen. This huge, image of her, and she's just standing there in awe, and you can just see she was just kind of blown away, like, I look like that, and it's the girls look hot, like they're beautiful on camera. And like, I think that was another thing that they realized is like, they're beautiful inside and out. And I was blown away at and that's all that matters to me.
Yeah.
Absolutely. If the film flopped, I just wanted them to love it. So.
My guest is Paige McKenna. She is the director and creative force behind Gold, a documentary about the Gold Nugget Strip Club in Spread Eagle, Wisconsin. Can you stick around? We've do another quick break, but I have more filmmaking questions to ask you, and I want to ask you about Seeds too. But where can people see Gold? Is it out there yet? Or?
No. So it's making the festival run right now. So, maybe it'll get picked up for distribution, hopefully. But it takes about a year for the festival run. So 2026 sometime.
What festivals do you have coming up? Because that's a place people can see it on the big screen. And that's the way to see a film, any film, I think.
Mm-hmm. I do too. we're doing two more showings local in Appleton coming up in February. So if y'all check, we have a website, goldthedocumentary.com. We update our screenings on there, but we just got accepted into the Beloit Film Festival.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. I've heard really good things about Beloit.
Me too. Yeah. It's been going on for like 20, 25 years or something.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, it's cool. It's good.
Have you tried Driftless or Wisconsin?
Wisconsin, I did. Okay. It didn't get accepted yet, but I did apply. So
still waiting to hear.
Yeah, still waiting to hear. So.
All right. Well, we've got a few more questions for Paige. She's going to hang out with us for a few more minutes before we bring in Lisa Hale, who is going to give me a movie line quiz, folks. You're not going to want to miss that. And she's going to talk about her show tomorrow, New Wisco Weekend, which is always fun. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Back. We have a few more minutes here with our really fun guests. It's been so nice to meet you, Paige, and thank you for coming into the studio.
Thank you for having me. It's
You're
been
welcome.
A blast.
Yeah, she's a director of the film Gold. It's a documentary that was shot here in northern Wisconsin, actually, in Spread Eagle, Wisconsin, set at a strip club called the Gold Nugget. And the film is called Gold. It's on the festival circuit right now. It'll be out soon. I'm sure it'll get picked up somewhere. That's exciting.
Yeah, thank you.
You have another film. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that, because we can see that one. That's on YouTube for free right now.
Yep.
So tell us about your first film you did.
Yeah. So Seeds of Life is about a woman from Brazil who she lived in Haiti for 25, 30 years on the border area. So of the Dominican Republic and Haiti.
Okay.
So she is I like to compare her to a Mother Teresa as far as her knowledge, her wealth of knowledge, her humanitarianism.
It's a big habit to fill.
Yeah, for sure. Yes. And so I had gone out there to do just some mission work, I guess. a just couple separate years.
Of yep. movie making. You yep. just went there out of the goodness of your heart. Yeah. Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. I worked at Kohler Company at the time, actually, in corporate, and quit my job to have that experience.
To go do
just
wow.
work. Yeah, mission work.
Conrad, you. I see that path for you. Have you ever have you thought about joining the Peace Corps since you've been working here?
Can't
I know
say,
I have.
I can't say I have. I'm sorry.
That's the difference between me and you. And you and Paige.
Yeah,
Conrad,
but
he gets paid mostly just because I give him a hard time. The work is easy.
Yeah.
You know? That's yeah. awesome. I love it.
But he gives it back to me.
Yeah, well, that's important.
I'm the weirdest person he's ever met.
Yes,
so.
Yeah, that's still true.
It's an exaggeration, but sorry. Continue.
No, you're good. And so... Yeah, I had gone to my boss and I said, you know, I really like to take 2 weeks off. And I was a contracted position at the time. I had been there 2 years. And he's like, I don't think I can swing that for you. And I said, well, here's my 2 week notice then. Because I just knew I learned so much from Kohler in the corporate world, yeah. but I knew it wasn't for me. And this was an opportunity I couldn't pass up. So I went to Haiti 2 weeks later and just kind of took everything in. And when I was there, I had worked with her name is Maria Marciano. I had worked with her. Just like we built like walls for a dental clinic that was a pop-up dental clinic there. Oh. And I would just remember thinking I was so nervous around her. Like I was just like, you are like God in my eyes. Like she was just like so like together with it, kind of like a, you know, really a hard, you know, woman, like where
right.
like, she was very intimidating. And I got back to the States and my life was changed because I'm like, this is like, how am I have drinking water like right over there. Like yeah. I can just walk to the sink. Like this is nuts. So I had a really hard time like adapting back in a society. I was only there for 2 weeks, but it really changed my life. And so I immediately started fundraising and brought her the idea. And I said, can I make a film about you? And I thought for sure she'd say no, because she's the most humble woman I've ever met in my life. And she was like, we'll do what we have to do. So she was
so
like,
yes, yeah, basically. Yeah.
Yeah. It was her way of saying yes. And so I raised funds through GoFundMe. Took about a year. I had no idea what I was doing at that point because it was my first film.
Yeah.
And then I dragged two dudes along with me. Each stayed for a week. One is Josh Kufal. He's a local. He shoots cinematography.
Okay.
So he's a local freelancer to Green Bay. And then Pete Olson from Madison area. He also came with me. So together we made the film, and it was all in Portuguese and French Creole. And so when I was out there,
just
I had
to make your life even tougher.
Right. For my first film.
Yeah,
yeah.
For your first
yeah.
film.
So I had to come up with the questions. I knew the story I wanted to tell, but, you know, that the translating had to happen twice, you know, English to
right.
Spanish, Spanish to Portuguese, Spanish to French Creole. And I remember Maria told me, you know, through a translator, like, all right, you're going to this place today. And it was called Tiraly, and it was 3 hours away. And I was on the back of a moped with a man that I couldn't communicate with who had a gun with him as protection. So
wow.
that was really like a wake up, like, okay, am I going to be kidnapped?
That must
or
have
am
made
I-
you... feel like an actual documentary filmmaker, kind of in a dangerous
cool.
area. Yeah.
It was that's probably the coolest story I ever have. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
It was really neat. But at the time I was like, am I ever going to like see America again? Like,
yeah,
you know,
right.
And most, it was the language barrier. And I never felt like such an idiot before in my life of not being able to communicate. But anyway, long story short, I got back to the States, got everything translated. And then I realized I have a film here. And so I made a film, wow. That is really, really eye-opening, and it did really well in the festival circuit.
Nice.
And it did well. It's been well received. So yeah, that's on YouTube for free. If you just look up Seeds of Life documentary,
Seeds of Life, Paige McKenna documentary.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know where I'd feel like a big idiot is if I went down there to do like what you did, like you just said you had to put up walls and build. Well, I'm not handy. So I feel like I would get there and they'd be like, okay, you can't do that.
No.
Why are you here? Are you completely useless? Or like, is there other stuff to do? Like,
there,
can
yes.
you just carry the wood over
yep.
there? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There was other things to do. There was like, we had to tie rebar as
okay.
part of like the thing, which I've never tied rebar since,
yeah.
but that was a cool skill to learn. You know, and then there was welding opportunities. Like there's really, she'll take you
Sounds
anywhere.
Really
yeah.
terrible.
Yeah. It was nice to be out of the heat for a while, but, yeah. Or out of the cold, sorry, because it was, yeah.
We have about a minute left, Paige. This has been so much fun. What are you watching on TV that you could recommend? Are you binge watching anything? Do you only watch documentaries? Do you like other films? Give us something we can work with here.
Okay. Well, so I'm going to have to plug the movie Anora.
I've heard it's great. Yes. I have not seen it yet. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it came out kind of the same time like I was filming Gold. And actually, Sean Baker, the director, found Gold and donated $50 to GoFundMe. Yeah. And then one of the women in the film, her name's Luna. She plays kind of a minor role. She plays Anora's best friend in the film, another dancer. Her and I connected, and we've like FaceTimed, and we've like been texting. Yeah. And so she's incredible. And so Sean Baker did so much research for that film. So sorry for those of you who don't know, but Anora is also about a dancer who, you know, has overcome stigmas. And so it's really
nominated for awards too. It might get Oscar nods. So
yeah, it won the Palmes d'Or at Cannes Film Festival. So that was,
so you got to get really Sean Baker to option.
Oh my God.
Your film, make that into a narrative.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, Conrad, we gotta help. What do we do here? We'll be consultants.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
We'll do it. We have nothing to offer you, Paige. I'm
sorry. No, it's great.
Hey, this is really fun.
This is offering me a lot, actually. Well, just to have a platform to share this story.
So we're happy to help. And please let us know when you have more information, when the film comes out. We'd love to help get the word out. So congratulations. And it's amazing to finish a film, much less make a good one. So awesome. Good luck. And don't be a stranger.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Paige McKenna.
You're very welcome. Lisa Hale is coming up next. We're going to do a movie quiz. We're going to find out what's coming up on her show tomorrow. Great stuff. More to come on Nightlight. Great to have you with me. This is Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Welcome back. That was fun. Paige and I, whenever I have a good a guest, someone fun in the studio, we take pictures and we put it on social media. Paige is so tall, Conrad. I don't know if you know this. She can dunk. I don't know that, but I took a picture. I thought it'd be fun to get on my knees and like look up because she's she had heels on, but I mean, she was taller than me. So I don't think that's going to translate though. I think people go, what is going on in this picture? I look like a little person. Anyway, she was great. Thank you so much to Paige. Lisa Hale is coming up in just a minute. Let's read Steady Eddie's text. Our question, folks, tonight, and you can still get in on the fun, is who is the weirdest person you know? And it could be a funny celebrity, someone from your personal life. If it's someone we don't know, though, give us an example of what makes them weird. Steady Eddie says, Pete, I know you don't do a lot of politics on your show. I really don't do any, Steady Eddie. But he says, so I won't give the name of the weirdest person in the world, but his initials are Donald John Trump. Okay. Hey, Trump's weird. I think even his followers would say he's pretty weird. He says, Pete, I was a distant second. Thank you, Steady Eddie. He says, you have potential, but need to apply yourself. You know what? I am tired of these older guys telling a young whippersnapper he's got to get it together. So Eddie says, you were a distant second. You have potential, but you need to apply yourself to weirdness he's talking about. He says, Conrad and Steady Eddie both received participation certificates. Steadfast Edward.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with that. People lose their mind over participation. The silver medal in the Olympics is a participation award when you really think about it.
I still think they get paid a lot of money to get that.
Yeah. So, I mean. Take the paper,
that's a little
Conrad.
Bit more than participation trophy.
I don't know. But who cares? Give a kid a certificate. Who gives a crap? P.S. So a balding white guy can't make a movie about exotic dancers. I'll have you know I resemble that remark. I'm sorry, Steady Eddie. He says, look for the premiere of my new documentary art film, Misdemeanor Exotic Dancer, True Story. If there's something inappropriate there that I didn't catch real time, I apologize. But and I'm sorry to mean to offend you, Steady Eddie. You make whatever movie you want, pal. I'm not here to judge. Bridget from the 818 says, Weird Al, his songs are so funny. Yeah, Weird Al, that's built-in weirdness right there. thank you, Bridget, and thank you, Steady Eddie. Turning our attention to, all right, I'm excited for this next guest. Lisa comes on the show periodically. She covers news for Northeast Wisconsin, WGBW, WISS. You've heard her work. She keeps you informed. She gets the job done, and she's also a big-time movie fan, and she joins us now on Nightlight to talk about another thing she's got going, New Wisco Weekend, which is a phenomenal show here on WGBW. How are you, my friend?
I am doing very, very well. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you. And thank you for being here on a Friday night. I love having other civic media people on Friday nights. It's just sort of like festive, whether it's Terry Barr. By the way, Terry Barr, Bar Band Friday will continue starting up next week. Terry took some time off for the holidays, which she deserved. But Lisa, it's so great to have you here. How are you?
I am doing very, very well. And I'm glad Terry's back, too, because she helps me out on New Wisco Weekend a lot.
Yeah.
And I missed her while she was on holiday so much.
We did, too. We did, too. I'm glad she's back. But I'm glad she had a break, too. It was well-deserved. Did you take time off for the holidays? Did the news quit for a couple days at least?
The news did not quit. I mean, we had Christmas Day off, we had New Year's Day off, but for the most part, we just kind of plowed through.
Yeah.
The news team is really, we're gung-ho, and we put our noses to the grindstone, so to speak.
You sure do. You guys do a phenomenal job. So do you anticipate things getting crazier as the new year unfolds? What kind of newsier, if you had to prognosticate, are we looking at more fun news stories, more horrific news stories, given the political climate? Or what do you think? What do we have on tap?
I am not looking forward to January 20th. And the reason why I say that is because I think that's going to start a news cycle that can be both good or bad. You know, and I don't want to get too much into politics and everything, but when the new administration takes over, there are going to be people that hate everything that happens and people that love everything that happens.
Right.
And there's going to be a lot of that going on. And I hate seeing that. I really do. But I think it's going to be an interesting year. Let's put it that way. And I'm telling you, if this weather doesn't get its mind set, I'm going to have to write a letter.
Wait, what do you mean? Is it too cold?
No, it's not that it's too cold. It's that it's going up and down, up and down.
Oh,
I wish it would pick something and just, you know, kind of do something the same way for a week.
Yeah,
that would be great.
With you. It is a little weird. It's like one day it's 2 below and then it's 40. It's
exactly
strange.
Exactly.
But you know what? I can handle the 2 below, the bad days, knowing there's a 35 degree day around the corner. That does help rather than just, I don't know.
As somebody who has made their home both in the South and in the Midwest, I will say this. One can put on a sweatshirt, a coat, wrap up in a blanket. That's all fine and good when it's 2 below. But when it's 101 with a heat index of 128, you can only take off so much before you get arrested. So, you know, I much prefer the Midwest.
Or you could take off stuff and just stay at home, Lisa. You don't have to go out parading around the neighborhood.
I wouldn't.
So how are things at New Wisco Weekend? You got this great show that dropped a few months ago. It's just such a fun show, a magazine show focusing here on Northeast Wisconsin. You've got Conrad doing sports. You got Brittany Merlot contributing, Terry Barr. I do the classic movie pick, Todd Michaels, Amanda. Have you been enjoying yourself?
It is probably, and I hate saying this because I love my job.
Yeah.
I love being a journalist, and I love writing. But this is probably the most fun I have all week is when I'm working on putting this together, because it's such a good show and so much fun. And every issue is different, even though it's got the same elements, if that makes sense. You know,
totally.
Every issue we have a Peach Wabba classic movie pick of the week. But every issue, it's a different one, and it's got a different feel. Every issue, we have Amanda with her commentary, and one week it might be serious, and the next week it might be something that just has you rolling on the floor laughing. So, and you know, Terry Barr always brings such a wonderful personality to her feature stories and Conrad's sports stories. It's just, it's a really good combination of people. And we've got even Melissa Kay from Wisconsin Rapids and down in, well, down south, I'm not sure exactly which city she's from, but Joanne Krulatz, who's also on the Civic Media News team, she helps out occasionally too. So we get stories from all over, but they all focus on Wisconsin.
Very nice. How do you pick a theme? You have a theme every week. This week it's going to be agriculture. Are you worried that you'll run out of themes? Or
nope.
Okay, good.
Because about once a month, I have a meeting with Terry. We sit down and we go, okay, so what's coming up this next month? Are there any special days? Is there anything special that we need to think about? You know, like in February, are we going to do a Valentine's Day show? Are we going to do one that's Go Red for Women for heart health? You know, that kind of thing.
Sure.
What are we going to do? So it could be... Or it could be, I want to do a story on this, so let's make the theme this.
Right.
We've done that, too. So
nice. All right. I love doing the classic movie pick because, you know,
I love it.
I know. You always come back at me with movie lines. Like, so you're obviously familiar with the classics I'm picking. Have you seen Heaven Can Wait?
I saw it, but it was so long ago.
Okay.
That I can't, I mean, I remember seeing it, but I didn't have any quotes to throw back at you this week.
Yeah. Well, I just figured it was either that or you were busy, but this is like the first time in 4 weeks you haven't thrown movie quotes back
at me. I know, and I hated that.
I think you should give it a watch because it's to me, it was the perfect movie for this weekend because we have playoff football and Warren Beatty's character is Joe Pendleton, a quarterback for the Rams. It's got comedy with Charles Grodin and Diane Cannon. So funny. And a very touching, kind of a nice love story, too.
Right. Yeah. I do remember the Charles Grodin, Diane Cannon interactions. They always made me giggle.
So funny. I
was really disappointed that I didn't have a quote right at the top of my head to throw back at you.
All right. Well, it's interesting you say that because I thought it would be fun since you and I seem to be lovers of the same movies and know a lot of the same quotes. If you gave me a little movie line quiz, so do you have a few things prepared?
I have a few things prepared. Okay. I'm going to start you off easy.
Okay.
And if you don't get this one, I don't know what we're going to do, but it's very, very easy. It's
all right.
Ah, I see you have the machine that goes bing.
Oh, man. This is the easy one?
Yeah. I see you have the machine that goes ping.
I need a little hint.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
It's obviously a comedy.
It is a comedy. It is a comedy that features a very well-known comedy troupe.
Kids in the Hall.
No.
Comedy. The State?
Oh, my God. Okay, so does it help if I tell you I have a very English sense of humor?
Oh, Monty Python.
The Meaning of Life.
Yes. Oh, wow. All right. So
I see you have the machine that goes ping.
Listen, I haven't seen that movie in so long, but I should have gotten it anyway just because of the way it's laid out. My guest is Lisa Hale. She covers news here for WGBW and WISS, does a great job in Northeast Wisconsin, and she is the host of New Wisco Weekend, which will play tomorrow and on Sunday, and she does a great job with that. I do the classic movie pick, and I've already been stumped. She's got Conrad's waiting with the bell, and I was so far off. So if that was the easy one, I think I'm in trouble, but throw another one at me.
Okay, these are easy because, as you know, I collect quotes. Red meat, we crave sustenance.
Lisa, it's been great having you on the show. Have a great weekend. Do you know that one, Conrad?
I do not.
J.B. Thompson.
It sounds familiar, though.
The guy behind the guy checked in on the stream, and he says, Monty Python, The Meaning of Life. Come on, Pete.
Yep.
And Amanda Nimmer yells, "Lisa," with all caps. So you're people love having you here. I don't know that I do. Good. I can't get the, give me the quote okay. again. Give me the line again.
Red meat. We crave sustenance. Okay. I'll give you another quote from that movie.
Oh, okay.
I'll
perfect.
Give you another quote from that movie. I gotta go, Julia. We got cows.
Conrad.
Cow.
Google it.
Another cow.
Gotta go, Julia. We have cows. I don't know this one.
Oh my God. When was the last time you saw Twister? And I cannot believe you did not know that came
Lisa,
from Twister.
That is not a classic.
That is a classic.
I saw Twister
it's from
once.
The 90s, but it is a classic.
You know, you're right. Twister is a classic. I saw it once. I'm more of a fan of the famous comedies. But listen, I will take a beating on live air. Keep them coming. I know I'm going to get one.
Okay, you're not going to get this one. I can guarantee you're not going to get
perfect.
This one.
Love it.
All I got to do now is find a one-legged nun walking a goat, and I win.
Hint, please.
Deborah Foreman and Sam Jones.
Oh, Deborah Foreman. Sam Jones?
Yep. He did two really good movies, or two moderate movies, Flash Gordon and this one.
I'm just going to Google Deborah Foreman.
You should. And if you
I know who she is, but I mean, to get her credits. Oh, she was a real genius.
Yes, she was. She had
love
a great
genius.
Yeah. Oh, Laszlo, buddy.
Yeah. We had John Grise on the show who played.
He played Laszlo.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, I absolutely love that. A great quote from that movie is it the dream when you're standing there in sun god robes and they're throwing little pickles at you? That's
Oh, I love Val Kilmer in that movie. He's so phenomenal.
I know he really is.
All right, I'm going to
really
cheat, and I'm going to look this up during the break, and I'm going to come back and eat crow, and I'll have my tail between my legs and my hat in my hand. Lisa Hale is stumping me on a movie quiz here.
Well, I am picking unusual ones because
okay.
I did want to stump you. So.
That's okay. I just want Conrad to be able to ring the bell. So we'll be right back. We've got a couple more minutes with Lisa when we come back. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba. So great to have you with me on this Friday night on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, everybody on the text line is getting these movies correct except me. I will read those. Monday, folks, we have a great show. Jordan Tresky will be here. He wrote a book called Building the Milwaukee Bucks. And Victoria Davis from the Capital Times will be here. Great guest next week. Author Jody Himnen will be here. And filmmaker Anders Lindell, the creative force behind Green and Gold, the movie about a farmer who bets everything on the Packers to save his farm. A great film that will open on July 31st. Arthur Ersink from Wisconsin Foodie will be here as well. On Thursday night, and as I mentioned before, Terry Barr will be back on Friday night to continue Bar Band Friday Night. Right now, we have a few more minutes with our friend Lisa Hale, who is stumping the living daylights out of me with her movie quiz. And here's what I'm getting on the text line, Lisa, from the 608 okay. Twister with about 18exclamation points.
Exclamation
That's
points.
From the 608. Also, the 608 says the meaning of life. They got it. Aunt Carla checks in. Conrad's aunt says, love, heaven can wait. The bell was when they killed main characters was killed. I think there's a typo in there somewhere. I didn't understand that. But I'm with you, Aunt Carla. Great movie. My daughter texted in and says, my dad is the weirdest person I know. So she's in cahoots with Conrad there. I don't know how she's getting back to college, but after that text. and then, Aunt Carla also said, I just can't make it up or pretend. Are we going out of order there, Conrad?
She's saying she is the weirdest.
Ah, okay. So someone in Conrad's family is weird. All right, so we're even. All right, Lisa, so I know what that is. I did cheat during the break. My chauffeur.
Of course you did. Yeah, yes.
My chauffeur, Deborah Foreman. I don't think I ever saw that film, to be honest with you. I thought you were going to come at me with like Caddyshack and Fletch and, you know, Groundhog Day and all this kind of stuff. But you're going B-side on me, which I appreciate. B-side. Yeah.
Definitely.
All right, that's fine.
My chauffeur is such a, and it's very quotable. There are so many quotes in there that are
I did see it years ago. And Deborah Foreman was in Valley Girl.
Yes.
I totally forgot about that. And another film she was in when I pulled up her page, April Fool's Day, which was actually a really fun kind of horror comedy film.
Mm-hmm.
With that, Biff from Back to the Future was in that too. Great cast.
Yeah.
All right. I have to get one before you leave.
Okay. Let's see.
I'm kind of nervous now. My palms are all sweaty.
Well, I'm trying to pull out a movie that is not necessarily a B-side movie, but I don't think that'll work.
Stick with the B-sides. That's fine.
Okay. Reality is so unreal.
Just ring the damn bell, Conrad. I need a hint. Give me a genre or an actor.
These are all from comedy. These are all from comedies. God. And this one that I just quoted, Reality is So Unreal, stars Mark Harmon and Kirstie Alley.
Oh, yeah. What is that? Summer Days?
Summer School.
Summer School. That's close enough.
Yep. There you go.
I can't believe you're quoting Mark Harmon movies, Lisa.
You know... There's nothing wrong with a little Mark Harmon on a long Saturday night.
That's better than NCIS. If you were quoting him from NCIS, I'd know I'd never get those. But yeah, school.
There's no quote you can do from Mark Harmon on NCIS. The only thing you can do is a back of the head slap to right. get that.
And so. I did see that movie, but I probably once, and I never would have guessed that quote. So, all right, you got another one?
I'll hit you with some. I do, but I don't think you're going to get it.
Well, why break precedent? Let's just see what happens.
Okay. Not weird, but like exciting weird.
All right, Lisa, I think next time you come on the show, we need some more parameters.
You just said to pull out some quotes. And
you know what?
I was thinking of all my favorite movies. So.
And I did because I thought we hit it off so much on the new Wisco weekend. When you were throwing those quotes at me, we were there, man. I knew every one of those quotes, and those, you know, are movies I like too. But
well, those are movies that you know and really like.
All right. So
you do not, I can tell you this right now. Yeah. You do not like this movie that I just quoted.
All right. Give me the line again, please.
Okay. Not weird, but like exciting weird.
So you're saying I wouldn't like that movie?
You do not like this movie.
You know that. Wow, okay.
I do know this. I know this for a fact that you do not like this movie.
It sounds like something out of Bill and Ted or Fast Times, but I know it's not Fast Times because I know that movie by heart. Not weird.
80s comedy musical.
Musical?
Mm-hmm.
Grease? No. Grease 2? If it's Grease 2, oh.
Yes! I told you hated it! I told you!
Everybody hates Grease 2. Nobody likes...
And that's where you're wrong. There is a cult following of Grease 2 lovers, of which I belong.
That kind of makes me like you even more, but I am frustrated. Grease 2! Lisa Hale throws Grease 2 lines at me, and it's like... Five words. All right. So obviously, I've got a lot of films to watch. I am not even close. I got to do my homework. Here we got on the stream, JB, the guy behind the guy says, weird person, the merch madman, Eric Gulbranson. You should see some of the funny merch that this guy created. Shop thedearmageddon.com. I'm happy to throw some pub. JB's way because he's found us a lot of guests. He's the guy behind the guy, and I'm anxious to see that movie too. All right, Lisa, we're out of time. I think I put a goose egg up. It's very embarrassing.
Don't hate me because
I don't hate you. I can never hate you. I actually like it, and if we keep doing this, eventually I'm going to get one, and I think that's what's going to motivate me for next time.
At least I didn't throw a Harry Potter quote at you.
That would have been horrible. I'd rather have Grease 2. Have a great show tomorrow. Great working with you on the show. Keep up the great work, and let's do this again soon.
Absolutely. All right. You have a great night.
You too. That's Lisa Hale, host of New Wisco Weekend. Check it out Saturday and Sunday right here at Civic Media. I would also like to thank my other guest, Paige McKenna. Thank you for all your texts. So much fun tonight when you guys are part of the show. We will be back on Monday with some great guests, more Nightlight, more comedy, more everything. Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.